Okay, a short halachic idea. In this week's parsha, we find the laws, as we do in several places, of Ir Meklat. And in that context, the Torah says that when you have the rotzeach, so if it turns out that the person is in fact a rotzeach b'shogeg, so the role of Beit Din d'Tzvi Hitzilu ha'edat ha'rotzeach, they have to protect. They save, rather, the murderer. Now, Chazal don't read this pasuk in a limited fashion, referring only to the Rotzeach b'shogeg, but they use the principles that they derive from this pasuk to apply to Sanhedrin in general. So, based on the previous pasuk, which starts off by talking about judging, right, the judging process. Which starts off with Shaftu Heida, so they derive that when it comes to a capital crime, you need a Beit Din of 23 because you have Vishaftu Heida, Vitzilu Heida, an Eida is assumed to be 10 people, and therefore you have two Eidot, one which is judging, one which is saving, plus another Beit Din, which gets you to 23. But one of the most fascinating drashot they have, focusing only on the latter part of this. Of Hitzilu Ha'idah is that if you have a Beit Din that sees the murderer, sees a murderer rather, Rabbi Akiva rules that they cannot judge the murderer because since none of them will be able to save him, because none of them will be able to rule he's innocent, so they can't also they can't rule. And Rosh Hashanah explores a lot of the principles that emerge from this and what it tells us about Drasha in general, in his Svarim. And you find similarly that if any time we have the counterintuitive principle that if you have a Beit Din, so in order to put someone to death, you need a majority of two. So if you have a Beit Din of 23, so you would need, let's say, 13 and 10 would be able to judge the person to death, while a 12-11 majority could not. However, if you have 23 judges, all rule the person is guilty and put to death, again, we have to exonerate him. And the reason is because it lacks Vitzilo Ha'edah. And what you see here is that, there are many roles, defining roles to Beit Din. They have to execute justice, bring peace, represent God's presence in the world. And you find these ideas scattered throughout the Gemara and the Rishonim. But what Chazal's derivations of Vitzilo Ha'edah, the idea that a court that either by definition can't, or even practically just can't find within itself the ability to anybody to defend them. There's actually something lacking in the Beit Din, and that's why their judgment is ineffective. Because definitional to Beit Din is that ability to defend and find some sort of explanation. They're not just judges, they're also the lawyers, or there aren't defense attorneys in halacha, and therefore the Beit Din needs to fill that role also. And if they don't, there's something lacking. And therefore, you might think that, look, you need if 13 judges can rule that someone is guilty. So obviously, if all 23 agree that he's guilty, and this is the opposite of the American jury system, where the jury you need it to be unanimous. And for in halacha, you can't have unanimity because if you have unanimity. So then you're lacking v'hitzilu ha'edah. And you just see how important it is that definitional to the Beit Din system is that you're trying to defend the defendant. And if you can't find some way to make a plausible enough argument that at least one judge rules that the person is innocent, then there's something lacking in the Beit Din. Now, very interestingly, Chazal actually rule that, let's say you have 22 judges who say that someone is guilty, so the 23rd judge thinks he's innocent. Even so, he now is stuck because if he says innocent, so then it's 22 to 1. it wasn't unanimous and the person will be convicted. But if he rules the person's guilty, it'll be 23-0 and they will the person will get off scot-free, which is what he thinks he should because he thinks he's innocent. So he's not allowed to do that halachically, right? So it's interesting that or you can't utilize it, right? Dafka, because he thinks it's innocent, right? So now Beit Din's doing his job. Someone came up with a logic, a svara, why he's innocent, which means they're trying to defend him, and they put forth enough arguments to at least give him a plausible defense. But he can't then use that loophole in the system to accomplish what he wants, because now, you know, you have a 22-1 of a fair Beit Din. And that's okay. But again, the idea that saving and protecting the defendant is definitional to the very existence of Beit Din really is surprising and tells us a lot about what we think the court system is.